I worked in high school. Actually, I began working in grammar school in the eighth grade. I was given a paper route for the Hartford Courant, which I made about $5 a week. That was pretty good money in those days, because in those days a laborer working all day made about $3. I used the money. I wasn't a very good paper boy. I was a poor salesman, and while I delivered the paper faithfully, I didn't collect faithfully. I let several weeks go by before I went collecting. And I used the money to go to summer camp, which was a very good experience. And I really shouldn't have given it up my senior year in college, in high school, because I needed the money. But on the other hand, I wanted freedom, a 7-day-a-week job. And I didn't work. First, I had summer jobs, which included working in boys' camps. And that's about it. When I was in college, I had...
When did you graduate from high school?
Graduated in 1936. When I was... Before going to college, I spent a year working in the Royal Typewriter Factory. I had a job which consisted partly of piecework and partly of day work. That is, piecework is you get paid by the number of pieces of work that you finished, and day work was just an hourly wage.
So you got piecework and day work?
Yeah. You made more money doing piecework. That wasn't a very interesting job, but it was a congenial environment. It certainly didn't pay very much. Between $10 and $14 a week. But then things weren't expensive in those days. When I went to college, the tuition was at a good college, Trinity College in Hartford, was only $250 a year when I started, anyhow. I didn't work in college until my senior year. By that time, we were engaged heavily in defense production, and United Aircraft was expanding their capabilities of building aircraft engines, and they offered a short training course and night work. So I took while going to college full time, I took the training course and went to work at the United Aircraft Factory, machining castings for the aircraft engines. And that was very lucrative. I made more money than my father, who had been working for years and years at the same job, and he was making the top pay for somebody in his factory. However, that was all terminated when I got drafted.
What did you study in college, anyway?
In college, I studied classical languages, which had a very low list of required courses, so that I was able to take a lot of courses in other departments that other majors weren't. I had more chemistry courses than chemistry majors, and I had more biology courses than biology majors, and I took extra courses anyhow. One year I took 7 courses just for the fun of it. my senior year, my grades didn't suffer except in laboratory courses because I really didn't have the time to put into it and work 40 hours a week. But it was a very interesting experience. And I bought a car that the family drove for over 10 years.
You were drafted in what, 1942?
Yeah, I was drafted in 1941, but I was 4F for a year because of high blood pressure. And I had nothing planned except being drafted. But I got a last minute appointment to the University of Connecticut as an instructor in biology, where I took a lot of more biology and chemistry courses on the side, and my job consisted mostly of supervising laboratory work of students in elementary biology. And after that, war was declared, and I was redrafted and accepted. They didn't even take my blood pressure. And I then embarked on an interesting series of jobs in the Army. My first job was working in an office in the Army Air Base in Richmond, Virginia. I was a failure at that because I couldn't type. And then they gave me a job picking up beer bottles in a PX. One day while I was picking up beer bottles, I felt somebody tugging on my pants. And I turned around, and it was the colonel in charge of all the PXs on the base. And he said he'd been watching me, and he offered me the job as a chief of all the PXs on the base. The job didn't appeal to me, and I turned it down flat. I got a job in the engineer property office, which is a base office. And I liked that, and I liked the group I was with.
Start again. What was that job?
It was working in the engineer property office, where you had charge of all the engineer property on the base. And the big, this was the Army Air Corps, and our biggest engineer unit was the 21st Engineer Aviation Regiment. And they were staging to go overseas. And I was able to transfer into that outfit, and I went overseas with them.
What was that number again?
21st Engineer Aviation Regiment. We landed in North Africa, the invasion of North Africa. I was stationed near Casablanca. And then we did routine engineers and other supply work. That's the next spring. I went overland by jeep through the desert to Algeria and then Tunisia. We went by the walled fortress of Tlemcen, which are Rabat, Fez. Past the French Foreign Legion base of Sidi Bel Abbes, and we ended up in Tunis, in Tunisia. And that was interesting, but the war in Africa rapidly came to a close, and we had absolutely nothing to do. And in the engineer supply, and I was given a job as a telephone operator, which I hated. And finally the colonel decided that they would start a regimental band. And I was put in charge of the regimental special service office, with the NCO in charge, not the officer. And so I ended up being in charge of the special services program for the regiment, which involved overseeing a movie network, distributing movies to all the various companies, 13 of them, and coordinating their athletic events, and also managing the entertainment unit, which consisted of a dance band and a hillbilly band. And I kept that job for several years while we moved from Tunis to Foggia, Italy, where we supported the 12th Air Force. That was a very interesting job.
How do you spell it?
What?
Foggia?
F-O-G-G-I-A. And that was an interesting job. I met a lot of show people, including Brian Ahern, Irving Berlin, Lily Pons, and Andre Castellanets, and Yasha Heifetz, and others. I also had a lot of freedom, and I quite enjoyed that. But as time went on, I got a little bored with it, and it looked like things were going to change and maybe we'd be on the move, and I didn't know what we were going to do. So I applied for a warrant, as a warrant officer. And I had to pass the test for that, which I studied for, and I passed, and I became a warrant officer, junior grade. And I was transferred to an outfit that was stationed about 700 or 800 miles away on Lake Garda in northern Italy. I spent a very pleasant summer there. However, during that summer, peace was declared, and there were rumors that we were going to be sent to the Pacific. I didn't want to go to the Pacific. So I volunteered for a program in which I taught at an Army school. In those days, troops weren't moved around by airplane. They were sent on ships, and there were only so many ships, and people had to wait a long time for their turn to go home. So the Army set up various what they called universities, and there was one in Florence, Italy, and I was assigned there to teach biology. But they had plenty of biology teachers, and they didn't have any classics teachers, so I ended up teaching Greek and Latin. And Latin was no problem because I had a textbook, but there wasn't any Greek textbook, so I had to write the textbook, which was a little time-consuming, but not too bad. I had plenty of free time, actually. It was a very pleasant assignment. We lived in a hotel downtown Florence, and we had a very congenial group of officers and enlisted men. And, I had a good time doing that. In fact, all my experiences in the war, every time I volunteered for something or I got something else, the job was more interesting. When I went to medical school, we had 17 wounded veterans in my class. They would come to me and say, Randall, tell me a war story. And I could always tell them some good stories. My old outfit, the 21st Engineers, still have a yearly reunion. I still belong to the organization, though I haven't been to the reunion in quite a few years. Though I do, once in a while, see some of the fellows from. Well, when I was separated from the service, I wasn't discharged because warrant officers were separated from the service and not given a discharge.
So, what was a warrant office? Does that mean you were still a non-com?
No. A warrant officer is a separate category between officers and enlisted men. I had all the privileges of an officer and all the privileges of enlisted men. I could go to either the officer's mess, officer's clubs, or the enlisted man's mess or the enlisted man's clubs, and I got about the same pay as a second lieutenant. I think their category has changed since then, but it was a nice thing to be, actually. After I got back home, I decided to go to medical school, and I needed to take some courses, so I spent a year taking just one or two courses at Trinity College. I went to Tufts Medical School. While I was there, I didn't really work. I had a couple of jobs as working nights in small hospitals, but that didn't really qualify as work, although it was a little time consuming. Not too bad. When I got out, I interned in Bridgeport Hospital, where I met my wife. After my internship, I decided to go back in the Army, and I was assigned to Camp Edwards Army Hospital, which is at what is now Otis Army Air Force Base, which is how I came to Cape Cod for the first time. While
so
I was...
You had your residency in the...
I'm not resident yet. So I was working at Camp Edwards, and I had an opportunity to go to Germany, but my wife didn't want me to go because it would have interfered with our projected wedding plans. Well, I said, you know, you're making a big mistake because I'm allowed to be sent to Korea. That'll interfere too, and it, sure enough, I got sent to Korea, and we got married, and a week later I left. We got married on 3 days' notice, and a week later I left for Korea, where I was assigned to as battalion surgeon to an anti-aircraft battalion. We were stationed on a hill outside Busan, overlooking Busan Harbor, where the aquatic part, sailing part of the Olympics was held a few years back. We had a very pleasant existence. There was no war. I worked about 20 minutes a day. I went pheasant hunting, got killed quite a few pheasants, and it was pretty boring. With nothing actually to do. I applied for a transfer to Japan, and I got it, and I was assigned to a station hospital in Yokohama, where I spent the rest of my time in general practice. I was discharged from the Army, and I went to the Mayo Clinic to start my residency training in anesthesia. I was there for about, huh? Yeah, got out of the service. I looked around. No, I didn't forget a job. That was right. I went to the Mayo Clinic. I spent 9 months there. And
this was your residency?
This was the start of my residency. And I really didn't like the system at the Mayo Clinic. It certainly wasn't run in a way that was favorable to anesthesia personnel. And I really was quite disillusioned with the training, because it was not really very good at that time. I left after about 9 months, and I had a job as a plant physician. I was in charge of patient health and safety at Hamilton Standard Propeller in Windsor, Connecticut. And I very soon realized that I wasn't going to be pleased with doing that for the rest of my life. So I applied to go back in the Army and finish my residency in anesthesia in the Army, which I did. I spent 2.5 years at Walter Reed Army Hospital in Washington, and 6 months at a Letterman Army Hospital in the Presidio of San Francisco. I was supposed to stay there another year and a half, but due to the unexpected failure of the man in charge of the anesthesia department at Madigan Army Hospital in Tacoma, Washington, I was transferred up there to take his place. And that was actually a pretty big jump for me, because there were five Army General Hospitals, and that was one of them. And I was put in charge of the anesthesia department as soon as I finished my residency. However, at that time, and I enjoyed the Army, and my family enjoyed the Army, and we were happy with our Army career. However, at that time, there was a freeze on promotions, and you had to be a captain for 10 years before you get promoted to major. And at that rate, I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to retire as a full colonel. I asked a friend of mine who was a deputy surgeon general what my chances were making colonel before I retired, and he said he didn't know. So I decided I'd have to get out of the Army, which I did. I went to Columbus, Ohio, where I was assistant professor, later associate professor of anesthesia at Ohio State University Medical School. We spent 9 years there, and I spent a lot of time teaching medical students, did some research, and did a lot. Mostly, though, I supervised residents, lectured to residents, and helped train them in anesthesia. That was interesting, but we really weren't doing what I regarded as academic anesthesia work. So after about 9 years, I decided I would get a job just doing anesthesia. So I left Ohio State and went to Cape Cod, where I joined the anesthesia department. And I spent about 20 years at Cape Cod in the anesthesia department, maybe a little more. And I was one time chief of the department, and I had a very And in Lodge, I had a very successful career there. It was very interesting, and it still is interesting, even though I haven't worked now in 7 or 8 years. I'm still interested in what goes on at the hospital, and I'm still on the honorary staff.
When did you retire?
About 7 or 8 years ago.
About what year? Does that make it? Say, 89?
Something like that.
Okay, All right, when you started working, when you had your first job as a paperboy, it was like 1931 or 1930, 31. I mean, it was during the Depression, right? I mean, the worst of it.
It was 1931, yes.
Was it hard to get that job?
Well, the Hartford Courant had a system where they hired the paperboys. They didn't. We worked on commission, the current had a pretty strict supervision, and they decided who was going to be the paper boy. They didn't just sell the routes to one another like the other paper route paper in town did. They selected that. What they did was they went to the school and asked the principal who would they recommend as a paper boy. So the principal recommended me. That's how I got that job.
So you figure you got, did you get your jobs in summer camps then because through the summer camp you went to?
Yeah.
When you were working for the, you worked for a year in the typewriter company.
Yeah.
Is that where your father worked?
No, he worked in the Underwood typewriter company. I worked in the Royal.
Did you see yourself doing that for a long time? Or?
No. I never planned to stay there. No. Actually, I had a scholarship to college. When I graduated from high school, I had a promise of a scholarship, but I didn't have any money. I needed some money. So I worked for a year, accumulated a little money, and then I went to college.
Were you always dissatisfied, or just became dissatisfied?
No, I mean, it was an academic job, but it wasn't really what you would call an academic position. While we trained a lot of residents, and we did a good job doing that, there was not much research actually, about 5 years after I left, the department underwent a complete overhaul, and most of the personnel were let go, and I presume I would have been let go at that time, too. But it was a good department. It just didn't do too much, very much research, that's all.
So you went on into private practice.
Yep.
Do you find that more satisfying? Or?
It was very interesting. It was a much smaller place, and I got to know all the people I worked with much better than I would have did at a larger place like Ohio State.
The other things that you were supposed to cover in this thing, things like job satisfaction, whether you felt good, you basically felt good about what you've done in your life.
Oh yeah, well, I found that no matter what your job was, if you work hard at it, you get interested in it. And if you don't, I mean, I can't understand that people aren't interested in what they're doing. It's just incomprehensible to me, because I always tried to do the best job I could, and that required, no matter what the job was, that always required some input for me. I wasn't there just marking time. I just can't understand people who don't do the best job that they can.
I noticed whenever you seemed to get bored with your job for a long time, you just went back into the Army. Is that more or less true?
Well, I liked the Army, and, you know, I liked the life. But there was no... I had four kids, and there was no really financial future. If I didn't get to be a full colonel, I was going to have a tough time.
So you were in the reserve, too. For many years, right?
Oh yeah, I stayed in the reserve all the time I was in Ohio. Well, most of the time I was in Ohio, and I retired from the reserve as a lieutenant colonel.
That was after you were here a year or two?
No, I retired when I was in Ohio.
How long were you at Camp Edwards?
Oh, I wasn't there very long, about a day. Three and a half months.
And how long were you at Bridgeport Hospital?
That was only a year. It was just an internship.
Okay.